High Plains Public Radio presents a new series featuring students from West Texas A&M University sharing their experiences as people of the plains. This 12-week series will be presented at this same time every week.
This is The Role Model That Is Always There by Taylor Harlan. According to a Harvard research study, 39% of younger siblings apply to the college that their oldest sibling is enrolled in and actually enrolls in that college 22% of the time. I guess it's fair to say that younger siblings follow their oldest sibling into college, and there can be many reasons behind that, but today I am going to tell you all about the reason why I decided to follow my sister into college and how her journey has impacted my journey in ways that I would have never imagined. So, what even made you want to go to WT, Alexis? I thought you wanted to go to a huge school like, you know, Texas Tech or Texas State or UT of San Antonio. Why did you decide WT was the perfect fit for you? She says, "From the moment that I sat down at my new student orientation group table, I knew this place was home. People that I didn't even know came up to me from left to right, greeting me and shaking my hand. Students who were juniors and seniors took time to show me around the school and answer my dumb questions such as, 'Where's the J.B. Kelly?' and 'Where's the cafeteria?' This place felt like home, and it still feels that way to this very day. Here, I am so much more than just a number. I am actually valued as a person." Listening to my sister's response about why she fell in love with WT made me remember all of the reasons why I had fallen in love with WT as well. The people, the atmosphere, even the occasional smell of cow poop has made me realize that I will always remember this place as home. Now, tell me why you decided to choose health science as your major, and what exactly do you plan on being when you graduate? I chose health science as my major because I feel that it is extremely important to educate the public about emotional, physical, and mental health, and how it is so important to seek proper care for ourselves when we feel like we need it, she says. After college, I plan on getting my master's degree. I would love to have the opportunity to work in either an elementary or junior high as a counselor to get my feet wet in the health science world. I remember hearing my sister say this exact answer years ago when my family asked her why she wanted to major in health science. I know that health science and education are two completely different majors, but one of the reasons that I chose my major of 4-8 English Language Arts is because I saw how passionate my sister was about helping others, and that contagious passion had inspired me to want to help others as well. Alright, school is fun and all, but what do you like to do in your spare time whenever you're not doing schoolwork? And whatever you're doing in your spare time, how has it helped you in your educational journey at WT? She answers, "I actually work for the Office of Student Engagement and Leadership at WT. As an event coordinator, I've coordinated and directed many events at our school such as the Drive-In Movie, the Fall Carnival, Honors Banquet, University Sing, the Black and Gold Scholarship Pageant, Where Were You 9/11, and Girls Night Out, where I had Natalie Holloway's mother speak to young girls about the dangers of traveling as a woman nowadays. Being an event coordinator has tied into my education here at WT by helping me meet many different people from different backgrounds and has surprisingly helped me make connections with other people who are also health science majors. I remember being at home with my mom, sitting on the couch, scrolling through Facebook, looking at all of the amazing things my sister was doing in her educational journey at WT. Helping others, coordinating events, having the absolute time of her life. Seeing my sister do all of these awesome things inspired me to want to help others as well, so I decided to join the sorority Zeta Tau Alpha, where we raise money to donate to breast cancer education and awareness. Hearing how passionate Alexis was about her major and how much her job as an event coordinator helped her with her education has motivated me to finish strong as a junior here at WT and has helped me understand the powerful impact that a person can have on another person. I will forever be grateful for a sibling that has created an amazing path for me to follow in my dreams and my education.
People of the Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by West Texas A&M University students and produced by Angie Hafley. More People of the Plains can be found online at hppr.org.